So you have the inability to tolerate cold. You can't lose weight. And you feel better on your friend's thyroid medicine. Yet you've had your thyroid levels checked and you've been told they're normal. How does that work? Hey everybody, Dr. Wenzel here, host of the Concierge Medicine Show. Welcome to episode 4, where we're going to be talking all about thyroid, and we're going to be giving you the conversations that you need to be having with your doctor, all in 30 minutes or less, right here. One of the most misunderstood, misdiagnosed, and definitely mismanaged diseases in the world is thyroid disorder. I see this all the time. You know, thyroid is easily responsible for multiple dozens of bodily functions, including metabolism, iron production, menses in women, your basal temperature, which is how well you tolerate cold or heat, mood, fat burning, etc. And the challenge is, many people exhibit the symptoms of low thyroid, but yet when they go to their primary physician and they express some concern about, hey, I think I'd like to have my thyroid checked, you get it checked and you're told it's not your thyroid, your thyroid's normal. Yet you exhibit all of these symptoms that are textbook. And for many of you, you've probably even tried some thyroid medicine at one point in your life, whether it was yours or a friend's, and you felt better. This is where things get really tricky. In today's show, I'm going to be giving you some very important conversations that you need to be having with your doctor about thyroid, and hopefully give you some framework and some context so you can better understand this unbelievably important hormone, so you can ask intelligent questions to determine whether or not treating your thyroid is what you should be doing. So first of all, what is thyroid hormone? Thyroid hormone, as is implied in the name, is a hormone. It's released from the thyroid gland under the direct stimulation of the pituitary gland in the middle of your brain. So the pituitary gland, when it receives a signal that your thyroid is low, submits a signal to the thyroid called TSH. TSH stands for thyroid stimulating hormone. Your thyroid then will produce thyroid hormone into the bloodstream. Now, it's interesting to point out that it's not just, here's your thyroid, go use it. Thyroid hormone in the native form is put out in two forms. One, which is 90% of all thyroid hormone that's produced from the thyroid gland, is called T4. T4 is inactive. In other words, at the cellular level, it does nothing. T4, if needed in the periphery, gets converted to the active form of thyroid called T3. And 10% of your thyroid production is T3. So unless your body is perfectly converting T4 to T3, you really have to understand the symptoms and understand the disease process to know whether you need to supplement this hormone. So how is it normally regulated? So as I mentioned, your pituitary gland is under constant stimulation by, it turns out, T4 levels. So circulating T4 levels in your bloodstream make it to your brain, to your pituitary gland, and if T4 levels are adequate, it will shut down your TSH production, therefore slow down the stimulation of the thyroid, therefore reducing the amount of thyroid that you're making. When your levels begin to drop, T4 in circulation drops, that drop in circulation sends a signal to your pituitary gland, thus increasing TSH production, thus increasing thyroid gland stimulation, thus increasing thyroid production. Again, the thyroid production that you're experiencing, though, is in this 90-10 split between inactive T4 and active T3. And it's only when that T4 level gets adequate that TSH begins to drop and your thyroid production begins to drop. So it's really important to focus on this because I don't think a lot of people, I certainly know a lot of my physician colleagues don't spend enough time explaining this to patients. This concept of active thyroid. In other words, it's well documented how important thyroid is. Like, nobody's going to argue that. But the fact that we're not having a conversation about the active form of thyroid is almost criminal. We end the conversation on thyroid typically at the level of T4, this inactive form, the form that directly correlates with stimulation of TSH. And we never talk about T3. T3 is what actually does all of the things that thyroid is responsible for. And this conversion of T4 to T3, inactive to active, this is all done in the periphery. This is all done at the cellular level where your body needs thyroid. We're presupposing that if your T4 levels are high enough or normal, that your body's just going to use it. But unless it's converting it to T3, you can have a normal T4 and still feel hypothyroid. This leads me into the mainstay of treatment for thyroid. If you've ever had any thyroid issues, you know that the first-line treatment for low thyroid is Synthroid. What's Synthroid? Synthroid is synthetic thyroid. It's a synthetic molecule that represents T4. But T4 is inactive thyroid. So let me review this one more time. I really want to make sure you get this. Your thyroid in nature produces T3 and T4. T4 is inactive, T3 is active. And when we treat low thyroid, we give you more of the inactive stuff, assuming it converts to the active form. This is why many of you who have been diagnosed with low thyroid and who are on Synthroid still feel hypothyroid. There is a problem with the conversion of T4 to T3. And the number one culprit for blocking this conversion is excess body fat in the periphery. That's right. So while most people go around their whole life thinking, man, I must be heavy because I have a low thyroid. In actuality, most people have a low thyroid because they're heavy. This is hugely important. And if you have a low thyroid and you're only taking T4, the inactive form, and you already have a problem converting it to T3 because you're carrying excess body weight, it's not going to make you feel better. Going back to the original, at the top of the show, I said, how can you have a normal thyroid numbers but still feel low thyroid? It's because when we check thyroid, the gold standard for checking thyroid is a blood test called TSH. Remember, that's the hormone from the pituitary gland that goes to our thyroid, says, make thyroid hormone or don't make thyroid hormone. But TSH is under the direct influence of T4, the inactive form of thyroid. So while you may have a normal TSH because your T4 is normal, you have oftentimes what we call subclinical, in other words, we can't diagnose it with a lab test, hypothyroidism. Should your numbers go sideways, and reflect hypothyroidism, you're given T4, the inactive form. And as long as T4 suppresses your TSH, your physician says, we're treating your thyroid. And then you say something like, well, I still feel like garbage. No, you don't, because your numbers are normal. Well, yes, I do feel bad. And they say, well, then it's not your thyroid. I'm here to tell you, it's likely still your thyroid. So why is this a big deal? This is a big deal because in my practice, I see almost without exception a population of folks who fall into one of two categories, especially as you get north of 35 or 40 years old, and especially in females. I see either somebody who is walking around exhibiting every symptom of low thyroid in the books and is a little bit heavy and says, I've always felt like my struggles are because my thyroid is low, but I've had it checked a bunch of times, and every time they tell me it's normal, I don't know what's going on. It's because they're only looking at TSH and T4. Or I find people walking around who have diagnosed hypothyroidism, who are on Synthroid, and still feel terrible. My friends, this is because we are treating based on a pharmaceutical company influence to prescribe and treat a number, not the patient. The number that we are told to follow is T4 TSH. Why? Because there is a drug that is just T4 that we can give you that will suppress a TSH and make everybody who's treating you feel better about them treating you, but yet you still feel bad. That's because if we were to actually give you T3 and T4 in a natural state, we can't patent that. And as you can imagine, if you can't patent it, there's a cap on how much revenue you can make because Mother Nature has the patent on natural thyroid. This is a really big deal. So I want to give you a few questions, that I really need you to, with proper understanding, take this understanding and have a conversation with your physician about thyroid management. The first question or conversation is, am I hypothyroid and I don't know it? In other words, do I have a low or suboptimal thyroid and I don't even know it? It's super common. It is incredibly more common in 35 to 40 or older females. Matter of fact, as I'm going through in my mind, my 40-year-old plus female patients, off the top of my head, I can't think of any who aren't getting thyroid supplemented and who aren't feeling amazing. It's very common in women, especially as you get above 40. You really need to ask your doc to look at your thyroid. And when you do, yes, you need TSH checked. Yes, you need free T4 checked. But you need free T3. If there's one thing you remember from this episode, is that the most important test for thyroid function that we never get, it's free T3. That alone will tell you what your numbers are at the cellular level with an active hormone. And I got to tell you, most people feel best when free T3 is at a level of about 4.0 or 4.2. 4.0 or 4.2 on a free T3. You got to ask for it though, because it will not be done for you reflexively. That's the first thing. The next topic that will lead into a conversation is, could it be possible that my numbers are normal, but I'm still exhibiting all the symptoms, which is a condition that we call subclinical. In other words, lower than the level that we need to formally diagnose you with hypothyroidism. but subclinical hypothyroidism. This is wildly, wildly common. And if we, as physicians, were doing a better job of asking you one pertinent question about how you feel, we would do a lot better job uncovering this condition, treating it, making you feel better, and receive all of the health benefits as well. So numbers alone aren't enough to rule out thyroid problems. If you feel like thyroid, if you your whole life you felt like thyroid was an issue and nobody was listening to how you were feeling because they told you you were normal based on numbers, I encourage you to continue pursuing this. This is real. And I get breakthrough for folks all the time by treating subclinical hypothyroidism with a natural thyroid with both T4 and T3. Okay, so really, am I subclinical hypothyroidism and I don't know it? By definition, that would be normal numbers, but all the symptoms. Talk with your physician. This might be something that's super valuable for you. The third conversation is really painful for me because I see lots of folks coming in who are already diagnosed with low thyroid. They're already on Synthroid, and year over year, they continue to up their Synthroid dose, yet they feel no different. And frankly, I'm convinced that a lot of this is due to mismanagement and a misunderstanding of the disease. I mean, we learn in medical school that T3 is the active form of the hormone. Yet, once we get into clinical practice, we seem to forget that and only focus on a T4 because there's a drug that we can prescribe that is T4. And it makes us feel really good as docs because it immediately drops the TSH and we say, we're treating your thyroid and all your symptoms, I agree that you're still having them, but it can't be your thyroid because I fixed it. No, we've missed the boat. So I would encourage all of you who are known to have low thyroid, who are already on Synthroid, I would suggest that your answer lies not in increasing your Synthroid, because again, that's just T4. It would be to pursue a treatment plan that encompassed a natural thyroid. And in the marketplace, those are called Naturethroid or Armour Thyroid. And the benefit, the unique benefit of these is they have all of the components of thyroid, not just T4. So immediately swapping out Synthroid for an Armour or a natural thyroid, I'm telling you, I don't have one patient on Synthroid. I have lots of them that come in on Synthroid. They are immediately switched. And without exception, they immediately feel better. But why? Because they're not getting the thing they need, which is T3, okay? I hope that I've made that very clear. Listen, to put it very plainly, there are tons of reasons why understanding thyroid are important. But no matter if you're hypothyroid or your subclinical hypothyroidism and you're not being treated, the goal of therapy is always the same. Number one, the way you feel should dictate your therapy, regardless of what your numbers say. I hope you hear that. How you feel should be the primary driver of your treatment, not the numbers. Instead of saying, we're going to get you to the numbers and see how you feel, we should get you to where you feel good and then say, I wonder where your numbers are. It's subtle, but a profound difference in philosophy of treating thyroid disorder. The second take-home point, or the second major thing I just want to leave you with, is that just on a practical level, some real numbers, some targets. I mentioned that most people with a free T3 in that 4 to 4.2 feel good. When you look at the TSH, the T4, and the free T3 with your physician, most of my patients feel best with a TSH under 2, sometimes even less than 1. They just feel better. And again, so a T3, 4 to 4.2, and a TSH definitely under 2, ideally under 1, you're going to feel the best. Listen, I hope you enjoyed the show. I hope it brought value for you. Please leave your comments. We love the engagement. Any feedback, positive or negative, we always love to hear it. And if you haven't subscribed, it would mean the world to me if you subscribe to the show. And just tell us what you thought. We'd love for you to get involved. Until we meet again, take care. Hey everybody, thanks again for watching the show. I'm sure it goes without saying, but I feel compelled to share with you. Obviously, I want to help as many people as possible. But before you make any medical changes, please consult with your physician. Don't do any of this on your own. You don't want to put yourself in any harm's way. And again, thanks a bunch for watching the show. If you have any questions or comments, again, please leave them and we'll get back to you. Take care.